You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The man Pope Francis has chosen to be his new ambassador to South Africa, Botswana, Lesotho and Namibia is Archbishop Peter Wells. For 14 years a senior official in the Roman Curia, the Pope announced Archbishop Wells' appointment in February. He was ordained bishop on March the 19th in St. Peter's Basilica during a ceremony celebrated by Pope Francis himself. For the past 6.5 years, he has been assessor for the general affairs of the Secretariat of State, but he has worked in the Vatican since 2002 in the first section of the Secretariat of State and was head of its Anglophone desk. Archbishop Wells has served 3 popes, St. John Paul II, Benedict XVI, and Francis, with loyalty, professionalism, and dedication. I sat down with him to find out more about what it means to be a papal nuncio, and I asked him how he's preparing to face the many challenges of his new appointment.
I would say there's a twofold preparation to begin with. The first part of the preparation begins with the information that is offered to a new nuncio by our different competent offices. So, for instance, given the fact that the countries in which I will serve are under the jurisdiction of the Congregation for the Evangelization of Peoples, they will give me, and they have already began to brief me and give me a set of instructions of areas that they see are needing some attention, concerns, but also the positive things that they see going on that need maybe more encouragement or that really need to be supported. Likewise, the second section of the Secretariat of State watches very closely on the political diplomatic level, the areas in which I will be serving. And they will offer me also a set of instructions which will point out some of the things that they see as possible challenges or also some of the things they see as positive and things that need to be supported and encouraged. The second part is a more interesting part, I think, and the information I have thus far is only information on paper. But as you know, and as we all know, nothing beats being there in person. So I look forward to arriving there as soon as possible, to meeting with the bishops, the priests, the religious, the lay people, to hearing them, and then to really start focusing from my own experience of what we need to look at, where we need to move, and where I need to be of assistance to the bishops and to the local churches.
Because a nuncio is really Pope Francis's man in the country, right?
Exactly. He's the Pope's representative. He's there in a particular way to bring back to the Pope the concerns, the needs, the sufferings, and the hopes of the local church. And at the same time, to bring to the local church the Pope's encouragement, the Pope's love, and his message.
Now, you're taking a 14-year experience, if I'm not mistaken, working right in the heart of the Vatican at the Secretariat of State. In the last 6.5 years, you're taking them out into this experience into the periphery, which Pope Francis speaks of so often. What will your priorities be as you settle from your new adventure?
Once again, I think my first priority when I get there will be to carefully listen and observe. The job of a nuncio is twofold. He is sent to the local church, and he's also sent to the governments as a diplomat. So one of the first things I will do is I will hope to meet with the local churches and their representatives and to listen to them and to see what they need. How can I best serve? And what can the Holy See do to assist them in this? At the same time, I hope to have very fruitful relations with the local governments, the governments of the different jurisdictions to which I'm being sent, and to continue to work to build and improve the relations that the Holy See already has with these countries. This is particularly important, I think, today when the world is suffering from so many different things, whether it be migration problems. I know in South Africa they're having economic problems at this moment, and we know the effects that can have, especially on the poor and the marginalized, also on the youth, who are desperately seeking for gainful employment. So I think these are areas where we can have very fruitful conversations and hopefully be able to work together to see what kind of solutions can be found, not only locally, but as we know, this is also an international problem right now. So those are things together that I think are very important. When I was with Pope Francis for the private audience with my family, which was lovely, but he made a very good point to my family. He said that a papal nuncio is a very difficult job because, first of all, he's a bishop, and he's also a pastor, but he's also a diplomat. And he's got to make all those three things come together. And the best thing that you can do, that people can do outside, is pray for him. And he said, and especially those who love him most need to pray hard for him to make sure that he realizes how to delicately balance these three things.
That's what Pope Francis asks for all the time.
Exactly, exactly.
So you've already been in Africa, though.
Yes, I was assigned in Nigeria. And then I also was fortunate enough to travel with Pope Benedict when he was in Cameroon and Angola.
You're going back to the mother continent.
Yes.
Are you happy about that?
I'm very happy about it. I have often said that a place like Africa, it's not easy always. I'm not going to say that it's easy. But a place like Africa, especially when you go there as a young person, I went there as my first assignment, it leaves something in your heart, an indelible mark. And I don't think you ever get over that. There's always a longing to go back. It's something very special. And I truly believe it's, as Pope Benedict said and also Pope Francis, both of them have said this, Africa is a true continent of hope. And you see that hope in the people. They're aspiring for much more. And that's why one of the other reasons I was so happy that I have hope in my coat of arms is one of the words, because I do believe that Africa is a continent of hope.
They're also deeply religious people.
Very religious, yes.
Your coat of arms. You
yes.
showed it to me. It's yellow and green and gold
yes.
and silver. I discovered from you that you actually got the chance to choose it yourself and to work with a designer.
I worked with a specialist who's very, very well versed in this. And one of the things was to include something about the family and at the same time, faith elements. And I was very keen to also have something about my local church and the area from which I come, because I've come from a part of the United States that is very few Catholics. My own diocese is about 4% Catholic, so we're a real missionary country. My coat of arms is the traditional coat of arms of the Wells family, which has also been used for Wells Cathedral at times and for the City of Wells in the UK, and it is a gold background with a black lion rampant on the front. The black lion rampant, especially in medieval heraldry, represented the divine power of God. And then he's on a gold field. On top of that, you have a sash, which comes diagonally on there. And the sash is silver with five red arrow points on it. Now, that's interesting because the five red arrow points are taken from the coats of arms that you find in the Diocese of Tulsa, which is my home diocese, and the Archdiocese of Oklahoma City. And the reason they have those five arrow points in both those shields of the dioceses is because Oklahoma was originally Indian territory, and the five civilized tribes were there. And so to represent the Native Americans who founded, really, Oklahoma, they always placed those five arrow points, which is one for each of the civilized tribes. The arrow points are red. So you have five red arrow points for the five wounds of Christ. And then you also have the arrow points pointing downward, which in some Native American groups is a sign of peace. The arrow pointing upwards is a sign of war. And then they're on the silver sash. You put the gold and the silver together, which is taken from the keys and represents the service to the universal church. And then over the top, you have the local church also represented. The motto, Misericordia et Spes, which is mercy for this year of mercy and also for my service with Pope Francis. And Spes, hope, which also was such a theme in the pontificate of Pope Benedict, whom I also served as assessor and also as head of the English section. I was always been very fond of his encyclical, Spes Salvi. And so I wanted to include that in my coat of arms. There's also a little shamrock in the middle, which represents my mother's Irish heritage. She was an O'Brien. So,
thank you very, very much, Archbishop, and good luck.
You're welcome. Thank you very much, and keep me in your prayers.
That was Archbishop Peter Wells, the new Papal Nuncio to South Africa, Botswana, Lesotho and Namibia.